Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud in a Raisa is Pesachim Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Of course, we're starting the 40 blah we discussed. The next five prakim are all going to discuss Kachem de Kasugis. Of course, it comes about via Karpen Pesach. Perek Tamen Nishchat is the beginning of 40 blah. The basic Akdama we'll give, first of all, Chavetz Chaim has many Sefarim written on Kachem. Kachem was a little bit of a neglected topic, especially after Beis Hamikdash was no longer around. It was more of a neglected topic, and the Chafetz Chaim very strongly writes. First, he has Likutei Halachos. He has many different. He has Purushim in the Likutei Halachos. He has Akdama to the Seder Kachem called Tahrar, and he stresses the importance of learning Kachem. So, before we spend the next, for us, it's not just 40 days. For us in the Raisa, it's going to be more like 3 months in Kachem topics. It's not something we should be scared of. It's not so. They're not so difficult, but we should give appreciation. Chavetz Chaim writes the important thing with Kachem is, first of all, every part of Torah, you know, Shasa, Gidim, Ramachi, Varim, connects to mitzvahs in the Torah. So Kachem connects to various parts of a person's body. A person's not Muslim if he doesn't have Kachem as part of his Seder Halim. Number two, since it's not Lamaisa right now, it's Mamash Terah Lishma. Right? Like an opposite. We like to learn Halach Lamaisa, but in a way, it's Terah Lishma. It's not Lamaisa. He has an argument the other way as well. Chavetz Chaim used to walk around with a fresh suit or fresh purchased clothing, because everybody makes midrash, Mashiach should come at any moment, and we should be prepared for Mashiach. So on the flip side, it's Halach L'maisa. So on both sides, it's Halach L'maisa. And on the other way, it's not Halach L'maisa, therefore it's Tzeir L'shma. Further, the Chavetz Chaim says that we know that when we say psukim, in the morning, say kabbanas, we say psukim, we say Nishamah Baram Tzifaseinu, saying the words of the Kachem, saying the words of Kabbanas, is like bringing a carpet. Chavetz Chaim held very strongly that Kol Shekein, learning the Sugyas, learning the Gemaras, that for sure is tantamount. We spoke of that when we started Masechtas Yuma. That's tantamount to bringing a carbon. So if Nisham Parmas Faseinu works, learning the Gemaras certainly works as if we bring the Kabbanas that we need. And lastly, the fact that it's a forsaken limud is all the more merit when there's a chelik of Torah that's forsaken. To go and learn it and bring it to the forefront is actually a big schus, and that's another reason why we should be focusing. It's a good thing to focus on Kachem. Now, just some basic dhammas in Kachem before we start. Today's Amud is very much going to be, some basic dinim about the Zman of the Karpen Pesach, and then segueing into drushes or arguments about the schedule on Erev Pesach. The rest of the daf, not just today's Amud, on base, focuses on mainly on a Braisa, Machlekes, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, exactly what the Seder on Erev Pesach was. They give a cryptic statement, and we try to plug it in to our dinim in the Mishnah. It goes rather quickly, but just for Akdama purposes, we know in Karbanos there's many types of Karbanos. There's about 8 different types of Karbanos, but we'll give it the 2 categories. There's Kachi Kachim and Kachem Kalim. In Kachem Kachem, our famous Kabbalists that we're familiar with, named Ayla, Chatas, and Ashim. Those are the 3 Kachem Kachem. Kachem Kachem have Pishachet in the north of the Mizbeach, in the Azara. That's a Shchilas Mitzvah, we say in Ezim Akayman. If you say in the Kabbalists every day, it's the 5th parak in Zvachim. Pishachet in the north, Kachem Kalim can be Pishachet anywhere in the Azara. Kachem Kachem, those that are eaten, Ayla is not eaten. Ayla is, of course, fully burnt. But those that are eaten have to be eaten within the walls of the Mikdash, within the Klayim, whereas Kachem Kalim can be eaten as long as they're within the walls of Yerushalayim. They're okay. Kachem Kachem, typically, again, when it's eaten, it must be burned up fully. When it's eaten only the day of Shechita and the following night. By the morning, it's over. Whereas Kachem Kalim, not Karpen Pesach, but Kachem Kalim is able to be eaten the day of Shechita, the night following the Shechita, and the whole next day. It's considered called Nechel L'Shnei Yom V'Layla. Today, tomorrow, and the night in between, that's Kachem Kalim, is Nechel Shnei Yom V'Layla. Shlomo is famous for that. There are exceptions. Shalmei Chagiga, Psachim, the Karpen Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzais, or till the morning, like a Kachem Kachem. Karpen Taida is really a form of a Kachem Kalim that can also only be eaten until the morning. But typically, Kachem Kalim can be eaten for 2 days and 1 night, Kachem Kachem for only the day of Shechita and the following night. Just 4 basic avodas that you do by carbon is the Shechita, Kabbalah, if it's familiar, the Shechita in Kabbalah Adam, the Ailachas Adam to the Mizbeach, and the Zrika. We know every carbon has some form of a Zrika. You do Zrika the Mizbeach. Every carbon has some form of Akhtar Seimurim, right? You do part of the Murim, part of the animal goes on the Mizbeach, and then the amounts of meat, the Basar, that's eaten side by the Kadam, side by the Bailim, or by the Bailim or by the Kadam, that varies from carbon to carbon. And of course, like we mentioned already a few times, Ayla is clearly Kalal. It all gets burnt in Mizbeach. Most all of the Kabbanas have components that are eaten either by Kahanim or by the Bailim, depending if it's Kachem Kachem or Kachem Kalam. Kachem Kachem is eaten by Kahanim only. Kachem Kalam can be eaten by Bam as well. Even there, certain parts are eaten by the Kahanim. Okay. The Yeah, I think that's good enough for our Akdama. There are different machshavas that pasul a carpet. We'll get into those. But I think the rest will go as we see them throughout the Masechta. Again, everyone here, Baruch Hashem, has, I know from, I've experienced with you, in Daf, has seen many of these Kachem Masechtas in Daf together with us. So it's not all brand new topics, brand new familiar. As we go through, we'll see, you know, Pesul Chas Manech, Chas Mekayimai, the Shema, there's different, having in mind the Karm Pesach in particular, this is actually unique to Karm Pesach, having in mind Shechita for those that are not part of the group. Karm Pesach, you have to be part of a, right, part of a Chabura. Having in mind those that are part of the group, that's going to be a topic. Okay, let us start the Perek. One more point is that we know we have Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, right? We have Pesach Rishon, we have Pesach Sheni, meaning there's a makeup day a month later. We'll reference that in the Mishnah, actually. That's in the Mishnah, just a reference to it. The Masechta originally was actually divided. It was actually called Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. And Pesach Rishon was all the Pesachim and Yanim, like Bir Chametz and Magashinago and all the things he says, and even Arve Pesachim, which speaks about Leil Seder, which is all the way back after all this, at the end of Masechta, was lumped together with Pesach Rishon, and all the Sugis of Kachem was called Pesach Sheni. As ironically, that used to be the name back in the times of Gainim. We have a little bit of Setup. We have Arve Pesachim at the end, and we have all one Masechta, Pesachim. That could be the plural of Pesachim, the two types of Pesachim, either Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, or Pesachim, the two sugyas of Pesachim, general Pesach and the Kachem element of Pesach. Okay, Zakta Mishnah. Tamen Neshcha Peshmeid of Mechza. A Tamen, the Tamen every day. We know every day in the base of English they put a Tamen Shachar, and Tamen Shachar Bayim, famous. It's a machlik, is actually in Rambam versus Ramban, whether it's one mitzvah and it splits two parts, a mitzvah, you get Tamen in the morning, a Tamen in the afternoon, one mitzvah, or it's two separate mitzvahs. Tamen in the morning, Tamen in the afternoon, it's counted as two separate mitzvahs. Either way, we're focusing on the Tamen of the afternoon. The Tamen on a regular day was shechted at 8.5 hours of the day. The Karev and the Akrava was Betisha Mechza. The Akrava was burnt in the Mizbeach. The Tamen, of course, is Naila, and it was burnt on the Mizbeach at 9.5 hours into the day. Barvi Pesachim, however, on Erev Pesach, you move everything up an hour. Nishchat, we'll see later in the Gemara, by the way, the Tamen is typically the last carbon of the day. Right, a little hashlam kol baras kula. The Tamen is the last carbon of the day, so they used to wait till 9.5 hours a day. Let's just remind ourselves quick math. Chatzais is at 6 hours. The end of the day is called 12 hours. 9.5 hours a day was when they were makdir the Tamen. That was when they were finishing the Akhtara for the day. However, on Erev Pesach things change a bit. Erev Pesach you have the Karm Pesach, which does go after the Tamen, and therefore Pavi Pesachim Nishcha B'Shem Mechza. You shech the Tamen at 7.5 hours. You move it up an hour. The Karm B'Shem Mechza. Therefore, the burning of it Hakrav is on the 8.5 hours, Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos. We do that whether Erev Pesach is falls out on a weekday, or whether it falls out on Shabbos, we move it up 1 hour, and we accommodate to have time for the Karm Pesach afterwards. Chol Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos. What if Erev Pesach falls on a Friday? Now we have an additional concern. Not only do we need to have enough time for all the Karm Pesachs of Klal Yisrael, we need to have enough time to have the Karm Pesachs cooked, roasted before Shabbos. Can't roast it on Shabbos. Shabbos, Erev Tavshilin to cook on Shabbos, right? So you got to roast before Shabbos. So we need extra time. Says the Mishnah, Chol Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos. Nishcha b'sheisha mechza, Tamid gets moved up to the earliest time to 6.5 hours. The curve is sheva mechza, and it is makrev. You makrev it on the mizbeach at 7.5 hours. The pesach achrav, and the pesach follows immediately 7.5 hours in order to get enough time for the people to bring the carb pesachs and roast them before the end of the day. Now, notice the 6.5 hours. What happens if you bring the carb pesach between six? Not the carb pesach. The tamid shebein abayim between 6 and 6.5 hours. Very relevant shaila. Daven mincha. We don't daven mincha till half after Chatzai, so it's 6.5 hours. What if you daven mincha within the first hour? Shaila, could be Yetzah. Could be the Eved. You were Yetzah. Once you pass Chatzai, could be your Yetzah. We wait to 6.5 hours, it could be your Yetzah. It could be depending. It depends on reading in our Gemara coming up. Let's see. Menonimi. How do we know that the standard Tamid on a regular day, Shechted 8.5 hours of the day, and Born of the Zeach 9.5 hours? I'm Rav Shimon Levi. The Amar Kra, Es HaKeves HaChatas of Veikir, Veis HaKeves HaShani Tas of Enabayim. The Pasuk says, we do one Keves in the morning, and one Keves Bein HaRabayim. We darshan Bein HaRabayim to mean between the afternoons. I mean, that's the literal Taish. But we darshan to mean split up the afternoon itself. Chalkei LeBein HaShnei HaRavim. Divide it between the two afternoons, meaning Shtei Shas Mechz Lekan, Shtei Shas Mechz Lekan, Vesho Achas Lasi Yasei. Think about it for a minute. If my afternoon consists of 6 hours, from Chatzais to the end of the day. So if I have 6 hours, if I take 2.5 hours from after Chatzais, that's 6 to 8.5, that's 2.5 hours, and then 2.5 hours for the end of the day, and I leave an hour in the middle. We're saying that Derek was you shechted it at one point, and you makrev it on the zbeach within roughly an hour later. So if I'm leaving an hour for the process, so out of 6 hours, take 1 hour for the process. I have 5 hours left, but 2.5 hours before, 2.5 hours after. So it makes sense. 8.5 hours to 9.5 hours. That would be this man. Okay, that's a very nice drasha, but basically dashing a pasuk. Bein Abayim, Masav Rava. If that's the case, we learned in our Mishnah, I forgot to speak this out, this is the wording of our Mishnah. What's Be'ervei Pesachim? You could have said Be'ervei Pesach. What's the plural of Be'ervei Pesachim? What's the plural? So I referenced it in Akdam, but I forgot to speak it out. Tzlach says, you know what Be'ervei Pesachim is? He's teaching us this din of Shechting on a normal year, Shechting on a regular day, the Tamid, 8.5 hours into the day. Sorry, the Tamid gets moved up to 7.5 hours because the Karban Pesach comes afterwards. This we do it not just on Erev Pesach, we also do it on Pesach She'ini. Erevei Pesachim in the Mishnah is referring to both Pesach. Pesach Rishon, Pesach She'ini. Okay, so says more now, Mazar Ava, Be'erevei Pesachim, Mishcha Pesheva Machzav Akar, Mishmona Machzav. On Erev Pesach, you move it up an hour, the Talmud is 7.5 hours, and it's brought 8.5 hours, Be'im Chol Be'im Shabbos, V'isak Adai Tech Pesheva Machzav, Dairaisa. But if you have a drasha, Esakev Ezechat Azobek, Esakev She'ini Tase, Be'in Arbaim, you made a drasha, then how are you changing Erev Pesach? Heichi, you won't have more time for your car best to make it earlier, but there's a drasha, there's a zman. You darshan a zman. How could you, if it's dry, like a drasha? Elam Rava, the Efer Rava says, mitzvah of Tamid, the mitzvah of Tamid of Bein Abayim is the second the shadows become longer, which means right after Chatzais, right after the midpoint, Rashi says 6.5 hours, Farsh discussed with Stavka, right when you get past Chatzais, you already have the shadows getting longer. My time in Tamakra, Bein Abayim. Made Damascus, Shem Shalmarav, when the time begins to set. Why? When it's time, when it begins to set? Once the shadows begin to get longer, that's means the sun's on the other side, it's starting to move towards the side of setting. Hilkach, Peshai Mershashana, Tekah Nidarim Delavis. So the rest of the year, so you're allowed to shut the Karm Tamid on a daily basis, right when the lines, when the shadows start to get longer from 6.5 hours. That's the Ikar day. On a regular day, when a person has Nidarim Delavis to bring, Drachmana Amar Allah, the Torah says that what should be the last carbon of the day? The last carbon of the day should be the Tamid, right? The Tamid should be the last carbon of the day. So, therefore, you want to have the Nidar Allah, the carbon Tamid should be after all these Nidar Nidavas. So, you want to have Vamamar, the Freed Russia, Allah Hashem, Kalkaranus Kula, with the Tamid, should be completing all the other Kabbanas. So, you want to have the Tamid to be last. And Machrin Latar Tisha, we delay 2 hours. In order to bring all these Nadar Nadavas, all the other Kabbanas that are owed, we bring them first, and then we delay 2 hours in order to bring those. Then we bring the carbon Tamid. On every Pesach, we have to bring the carbon Pesach afterwards, so you need time for that. We make it an hour earlier, because remember, you're allowed to make it 2 hours, you're allowed to make it to Pesach Chatzais, 6.5 hours, you can bring the Tamid. We delay normally 2 hours to accommodate for the Nadar Medavos. So now we go back 1 hour in order to accommodate for the carbon Pesach. Chalav Pesach is Be'er Shabbos. Diakonami. Siliasa. Delay Dach Shabbos. So I may have skipped a word. Kamila Shachas Fadina Bashabi Mechza. Chalav Shabbos. So you move back to 7.5 hours. Chalav Shabbos. Chalav Pesach is Be'er Shabbos. Diakonami Flasa Delay Dach Shabbos. You have the roasting of the carbon Pesach, which is not Dach Shabbos. So then Makmina make it even earlier. Makminale Adine B'sheish Mechza. You go back to its regular din, which is 6.5 hours. You go back to the din of when the earliest time to do the Tamid is, in order to have as much time as possible for the roasting of the, for the bringing of the Karban Pesach and the roasting of the Karban Pesach. Total side judge, before we see this price that I referenced, this price which is a little bit cryptic, which is going to take us all the way to Amud Bey's conversation in interpreting the price. Not really overly complicated, but just how to interpret the Shtim Rabbi Akiva and Bishmol with our Mishnah. Before we get there, there's a beautiful, beautiful Ein Yaakov. In the Akdam of the Yaakov, he darshes the Pasuk, Esachev Esachad, Tasev Abayk, Esachev Esachad, Tasev Abayim. So really, the Yaakov brings a Medrash. A Medrash, Mamre Chazal, it's hard to find this Medrash. The only place people know where it is in Akdam of the Yaakov. He quotes it. And there's different Tanoim discussing what is the, I don't want to say the most important, but the key pasuk, we'll use that word key to stay neutral, the key pasuk in the Torah. One says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekein Hashem Echad. I believe one says, but these are psukim that we understand. That would be the key pasuk. One says, you know what the pasuk is? That's the key pasuk of the Torah. Beautiful thing, Karmat Tamid. That's the beautiful thing. Says the Mefarshim, says the Ein Yaakov, the Baal Musar, all jump all over this and say, what's the message? Consistency. Esakevs, people do lots of great things, but the ultimate key to success in Ruchnius and Gashmius and everything in life, really, the key to success typically is consistency. If a person is consistent, he'll achieve success. The consistent tug teglach every day, day in, day out, morning and evening, that consistency is the key to success. We have mitzvah yisbir b'layla, learn Torah, a little bit morning and night, some say yaitzvah kriyishma, but the point is consistent learning, consistent mitzvahs, consistent activities, that is what breeds success. Beautiful idea from the Ein Yaakov, from the Medrash that he quotes. Tanabana. Kisidur b'chayel, kachsir b'shabbos, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Like the Seder of the Talmud during the week, that's the Seder on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Shmuel's words. Rabbi Kiva Yemer, Kisner Rabbi Pesach. The Seder, like, he says, no, like the order of Rabbi Pesach. My Kamar, what on earth are they saying? Amar Abai. So first it goes Abai's Peshat, then we'll have Rabbi's Peshat. Amar Abai. Hach Kamar. Kisner Rabbi Chol Rabbi Pesach, the Seder of the Talmud, that it was done on Rabbi Pesach, which is at 7.5 hours instead of 8.5 hours. Kach Kisner Rabbi Shabbos Rabbi Pesach. So too, Shabbos of Rabbi Pesach, same thing. You do it 7.5 hours instead of 8.5 hours. It's the same. Erev Pesach during the week and Erev Pesach Shabbos is actually the same. That's what he's saying. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Yemer, no. Kisidur Erev Pesach Shalosh Erev Shabbos. And Rabbi Kiva came along to add and said no. Like the Seder of Erev Pesach on Friday and Erev Shabbos, that's Kachsidur Shabbos. That's the same Seder on Shabbos itself. You do it at 6.5 hours a day. You do it earlier on Shabbos, same you do earlier on Erev Shabbos. Masisnik to tell you Bein B'chavim Shabbos. Our Mishnah clearly said, Allah Shana Bein B'chavim Shabbos, it equated weekday and Shabbos. That according to the Rabbi's interpretation, that's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel will be the author of our Mishnah. That is Pshat number one in this Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel Bikiva, this cryptic, the Machlekes was saying, Rabbi Shmuel pulls into our Mishnah, and they're really arguing, on Shabbos, do you do it at 7.5 hours like you do during the week? That's Rabbi Shmuel, that's our Mishnah. Or do you make it 6.5 hours like you do on a Friday of Erev Pesach? That's Rabbi Kiva, that would be Rabbi Kiva Shita. Okay. My Kamifiki, what's the crux of the Machlekes? Musafikan Mazichan Kamifiki. Machlekes is when the Musaf can go before the Mazichan or not. So just to remind ourselves, on Shabbos, besides the regular, we daven Musaf. You know what I mean? We say in Shabbos, the Musaf, davening, we speak about the Musaf. We've been covering Musaf. We also have Lechem Apanim, which goes together with the Mazichan. Two cups of Mazichan, yeah, two cups of frankincense on the shulchan with lechem apanim, you offer the bezichin, it's matter, the lechem, you slide in the new breads, take it the old breads, right? And the new breads are divided, the old breads, as you say, are divided half for the mishmer that's leaving, half for the mishmer that's coming in, that's when they change the guards on Shabbos. Okay. So now, the machlokes says, whether musafim is kaidin le bezichin kamifagi. Rabbi Shmuel says, our musafim kaidin le bezichin, Rabbi Shmuel says, musafim can be brought before the bezichin. Therefore, avlu musafim b'sheish, bezichin b'sheva. You could do the musafim right by sheish. And the bezichin is done b'sheva, avlu musafim b'sheva, mechza, the tamid, Shabbat Abayim is done by 7.5 hours. That's what Rishmol Shita. Rekiva, Savar, Bazichin, Kaidim, Musafin. Rekiva, you can do Bazichin even before the Musafin. And therefore, Bazichin, Bechamesh. Bazichin can be done by Chamesh, Musafin can be done by Sheish. And they have, you already have time to do the Tamid, Avalei the Tamid, Besheish, Umerza. And they, therefore, you're able to do the Tamid already by Sheish, Umerza, by 6.5 hours. Okay, that is the Machlokes, whether Musaf have to go first or Bazichin have to go first. And that's all different. Bazichin could go before Chatzais or not. That's the whole discussion. And therefore, that's the difference between whether 7.5 hours or 6.5 hours. That's how Abai explains it. Maskul Rava, Rav asks, Midi Rav Akiva Kisidrei Be'erev Pesach Chleis Be'erev Shabbos Tani. We've mentioned this many times, certainly in Daf, I think in Arise, already mentioned this Masechta, that we have a din of, but Rava consistently is particular about the wording of a member, the wording of a Mishnah, the wording of a Baisa. Rava often will give a more, call it a more Deichik Pshat, rather to fit the words than to alter the words often. So, places where Rav himself also says Tani, say this. But very often, Rav will say Halei Taniach. He doesn't say that. Abai will switch the words. Abai says Tani. Rav doesn't say that. Abai knew it didn't say that. Abai is saying that the simplest answer is just tweak the word and you have a better pshat. Rav doesn't like that. So here too, Rav says, does Rabbi Kiva say that Hol Arichas Kisidra and Erev Pesach that fell on Erev Shabbos? Rabbi Kiva's words were Kisidra Erev Pesach. Kisidra Erev Pesach. Stomach Tani. It's all he said. So therefore, Rav does not like Abai's interpretation of Machlokes. Elam Rav will just read the beginning of Rav's answer, but it's going to really carry on to tomorrow's Amud. Elam Rava, Kisidre B'chol Da Alma, like the Seder during a regular weekday, namely 8.5 hours, Kach Sidre B'Shabbos Be'er Pesach, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So Rav already starting off that according to Rabbi Shmuel, Kisidre means like the regular Seder during the week, which is 8.5 hours for the Tamid Shabbat Abayim, that's the Seder on Shabbos Be'er Pesach. That's the same Seder on Shabbos Be'er Pesach. You leave it 8.5 hours, not like our Mishnah, right? You don't make it earlier on Erev Pesach. You keep the regular Seder you do normally, not Erev Pesach, you do on Erev Pesach of Shabbos, meaning Erev Pesach of Shabbos, the Tumid is an hour later. It's 8.5 hours. You don't make it earlier at all because it's Shabbos anyway. That is Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, and that would be not a Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva Amar, no, Kisidre Be'er Pesach, like you do on a regular, not Erev Shabbos, on a regular Pesach. We spoke out, you move, that was the first part of Mishnah, you move the Tumid earlier 1 hour to 7.5 hours. So on Shabbos also, you move an hour earlier. Rabbi Kiva. Now comes out that our Mishnah says Be'er Shabbos is the same time 7.5 hours. It's going to go like Rabbi Kiva. My Kamifugi, what's the Machlekes? Machlekes is Shabbos. You're not roasting the meat till after Shabbos. You gotta wait till Matzah Shabbos to roast your Karban Pesach. Are we scared all these animals are gonna get spoiled? All the meats get spoiled if you do the Karban Pesach too early. So Rabbi Shmuel held, we're worried about the meat getting spoiled. We'd rather leave the time at the regular time, have the Karban Pesach later. We're talking giving less time for the Karban Pesach because we want it all later because we don't want it hanging around. normally you have time to cook it during the day. You can't cook it on Shabbos. And therefore, you want to do as late as possible. Because we're not worried in such a short time about it getting cooked. Sorry? Just to make sure you have enough time. You one second, on a regular weekday, stop, pause. On a regular weekday, do it earlier. Why?
You don't do it like
Shabbos. Fine, but you still do it earlier.
You're missing
the point. You're skipping something. Every day of the week, Chayil, Erev Pesach, you do Tumen earlier because we want to give more time for people to go on Pesach.
Right.
So Shabbos do the same. We're not saying do earlier than that. Do the same. Rabbi Shmuel is saying Shabbos do later. Let's see, yeah. Yeah, Rabbi Shmuel is saying 8.5 hours. Remember, our mission said, we started off, on a regular day, Tumen is 8.5 hours. On Erev Pesach, on a regular weekday, you move it to 7.5 hours because Pesach's afterwards. Rabbi Shmuel is saying on Erev Pesach, on Shabbos, that's Erev Pesach, you keep the Tumen 8.5 hours, and you shrink the Pesach into that shorter period afterwards because we want to check as late as possible. Yeah, that's what. No, that was something else. That's true too. Shabbos we did even an hour earlier. We said that in the Mishnah. Yeah, that's something else. Yeah, Micah Mifugi. According to Bekiva, according to Rava's version, none of this conversation is Erev Pesach that fell on Erev Shabbos. We're not touching it at all. We're just touching a regular day of Erev Pesach and Shabbos of Erev Pesach. We're not comparing it to Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos. That the yield was up. That was his diet. There's no mention of the price. We're not comparing it to that. So, Mike, what's the machlokes of specifically about when to do it on Shabbos? Rabbi Shmuel says Tumen's 8.5 hours, Pesach to follow. Rabbi Kiva says Tumen is 7.5 hours, Pesach to follow. What's the machlokes about doing an hour earlier? The Michmar is machlokes about the meat becoming spoiled. Rabbi Shmuel says Chashin and Michmar Basar Misra. Rabbi Shmuel says we're concerned about the meat becoming spoiled. Rabbi Kiva says Lech Chashin and Michmar Basar. We're not concerned about the meat being spoiled. Let's just read the first two lines on base. Either Chashin and once you're not Chashin, Rabbi Kiva, now to be Shem Mechta. Why don't you do it at 6.5 hours to give more time to shek Karm Pesach? Says the Mark Kasaver Musafin Kedem Bazichin, because Rabbi Kiva does hold that Musafin are supposed to go before the Bazichin. Therefore, Avlu Musafin B'Sheish Bazichin B'Sheva Musafin B'Sheish Bazichin is the frankincense of the Bazichin is at 7. Avlu Tamin B'Sheva Mechza. Therefore, the Tamin is at Sheva Mechza. So 7.5 makes the most sense. Again, just to clarify your point, we'll stop over here for tomorrow, Mishem. But you also.